Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Anant Raj Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Divyanshi Dave from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Ashia. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Anant Raj Limited.
Divyanshi ma'am, I'm sorry. There's a disturbance at your end.
Better now?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Please go on.
We have with us on the call today Mr. Amit Sarin, Managing Director, and Mr. Pankaj Gupta, Chief Financial Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company may face. I now request Mr. Pankaj Gupta to take us through the company's financial highlights. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Divyanshi, and good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us the earnings call today. I'm pleased to share that we have delivered a strong financial performance in this quarter. Mr. Amit Sarin will discuss the strategic update. We are giving you the financial update. During H1 FY24, our revenue from operation was almost 1.5 times to 667 crore. Our PAT has almost doubled to 107 crore on account of strong operating performance and debt reduction. During Q2 FY24, our revenue from operation was up by 28% year-to-year to rupees 341 crore. EBITDA to the quarter stood to 88 crore with EBITDA margin at 26%. PAT for the quarter grew 80% year-to-year and stood at rupees 59 crore. On operating side, we have officially received the RERA approval for Tirupati Affordable Housing Project, which will be launched in Q2 FY24. We have also received RERA approval for Anant Raj Center in South Delhi, comprising hotel, service apartment, and commercial. The construction for the same has already been commenced full swing. Lastly, on residential project update, Ashok Estate has successfully sold 80% of its inventory. Total monetization from the project is expected more than 1,000 crore rupees. The company is gearing up to introduce a luxury residential project with the sellable area of 1.1 million sq ft during Q3 FY24. Anant Raj Estate, a residential township, is being extended by an additional 720,000 sq ft, contributing to an increase in inventory of 1,000 crore rupees. The company is also in process to obtain a license for a new luxury group housing project. This project is in addition to one set of launch of group housing Q3 FY24. This is to be constructed on the land company has already been acquired and offers roughly 1.1 million sq ft of sellable area. In conclusion, Anant Raj Limited is committed to deliver a strong result and continuing growth. Now we are handing over the call to Mr. Amit Sarin sir to give the strategy update.
Thank you, Pankaj. Good evening to everyone, and thanks everyone for joining us on this call, taking out your time. It really means a lot. As Pankaj just briefed us, the main contributor for this quarter, again, like the previous quarters, has been the star project of the company so far, which is 63A, which started with Anant Raj Estate, and then it had Navya Birla come in, and then the latest addition to this was Ashok Estates. The main contributor for the first two quarters, as we are doing a this is a half-yearly call, so the main contributor for the first two quarters has primarily been Ashok Estates, which was launched last year on our founder chairman's birthday on the 21st of July 22. And so far, the company sold about 80% of this. 20% is yet to go, and the company is seeing a good, robust demand. From where we launched this project to now, there has been an increase of almost 30 to 35% in the selling price. As we had previously pointed out in our earlier call, in this right now, what we are doing, the company is doing, is mainly selling plots only. Anantraj Estates, the company is doing plots, the company is doing villas, the company is doing floors as well. But in this right now, the company is, as of now, selling plots only. In Sector 63A, the company is still sitting on an inventory for which the land is already owned by the company, is approximately about 10,000 crores of further top line, which is going to be monetized from 63A alone. The first two phases have already been delivered, and now there are people living in the Anantraj Estate already. Birla Navya is also fully on track, and as planned, Birla Navya's possession will be starting from FY 24-25, which is fully on track for its possession also. The latest addition in the Sector 63A is going to be a group housing project, which is about 1 million square feet, which is going to be launched in this quarter. The company has already obtained its basic licenses, but the other formalities like RERA and sanction of plans is going on, which is about a fortnight away, and we are definitely going to be launching it within this quarter three. Other than this, the company has launched two more projects in the quarter three, which have already been launched. I'm sure that most of you have been, been in touch with the updates the company has been giving. So the first one is a hospitality cum service apartment and a commercial complex, all in the same land, for which all the approvals, including the RERA approval, has already been obtained, and the company is all set to launch it. We have all the formalities done. The other one is the affordable housing project. This is the first project of the company, which is outside our core area, which is in Tirupati. But fortunately, the land was being given to us by the government, by the Tirupati Development Authority. And again, for this, all the approvals, including RERA, have already been obtained. This is a development of about 1.2 million square feet of affordable housing. So this, again, will be launched in Q3. Q3 is going to be a quarter which is going to be full of a lot of action for the company, because prior to this, the main focus was always 63A, but now in Q3, we'll have two more projects contributing to the growth of the company. Other than Ashok Estates and Anantraj Estates, we'll have the South Delhi commercial project, then service apartments, hospitality, and the Tirupati project. Other than this, the main focus of the company, in the past 2 years has been mainly the data center thing. And we are very pleased to announce that the revenue from data center has already started to come in. The first 3 megawatts has started yielding results in its phases. The second 3 megawatts is on the way, and it's going to be completed very soon. The company is fully on track for completing its 21 megawatt. As the company had planned, is fully on track. The funding for that has also been obtained, so we are fully on track. In fact, most of it is going to be funded from internal accruals only. Other than this, the company is yet to, monetize or even start work on the 100 acres of land in the NCR, mainly in Delhi, which the company is already there. But this is something which is just sitting in our balance sheet, fully paid, all done. But maybe 2 years from now, we will start monetizing of this land. So this is the basic synopsis of how we are taking things forward. I hope it's quite clear. Now we can open the floor for questions, if any. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Bhalchandra Vasant Shinde from Kotak Life. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Sir, regarding this data center addition, we have been slightly lagging the targets. It's like we were supposed to add a 3 megawatt by September quarter end, and why we are getting delayed on that, we have a target of around achieving 300 megawatt also. So there also we see a slight delay on the additions, or and even on the 21 megawatt we were supposed to add up to March end. So that also will see some delay.
Mr. Sidney, thanks. You know, thanks for your question, and thanks for all this. You know, question. See, I'll tell you the basic delay. Of course, there is a delay which we agree, but this basic delay is because the lead time of the you know equipment which we are procuring has actually gone up, and that has gone up by almost 3 to 4 weeks. So that is the only cause of delay. Otherwise, we are fully on track. The 3 megawatt is up and running. That is no problem with that. The other 3 megawatt, the lead time has actually gone up. So that is the only reason for the delay. Otherwise, we are fully on track. And in fact, we are now looking at other suppliers. In fact, you know, as you know, data centers, not much things are available within the country. A lot of things are still imported into the country. Of course, the country is also gearing up its infrastructure for our, you know, for people like us who need to buy these equipments and all. So the delay is only because of that. Otherwise, we are fully on track.
And if our long-term target for addition of 300 megawatt, for that customer additions-wise, are we looking anywhere to add more customers, like apart from this TCIL and retail, I think? TCIL and one more customer you were supposed
to add. Absolutely right. Of course, see, today, fortunately, you know, after... As we are speaking, you know, last call when we did, at that time, this law of data protection bill was under consideration. Now, fortunately, the data protection bill has been passed by the Honorable Parliament, and now the act is already in force. So, demand-wise, there is no problem at all. As of now, whatever supply we are able to create, it's already booked. And, you know, that is what is causing delay in terms of getting the equipment, because the equipment is today very scarce. But now we have in fact tapped 3 more sources for our equipments, and in the next say 1 or 1.5 months, that those tie-ups will be complete. We are fully on track and committed to the 300 megawatt. And as you know, that we are one fortunate company in this case, which is sitting on ready land, ready buildings, and these buildings are already certified to be data centers. So this edge of 3 to 4 years which the company has, the company is, you know, fully geared up to encash on this edge, because whatever supply of data centers would come in, you know, people who are now procuring land will make their buildings, will get equipment and all. So they are at least 3 to 4 years away from us. And we feel that we are fully geared up to reach our target of 300 within these 3 to 4 years.
But how much funding requirement will be required to implement 300 megawatt according to you?
Mr. Shinde, the funding requirement, you know, in our case, which of course is one of the lowest in the industry, we are completing a megawatt in about 25 to 26 crores per megawatt is the additional cost for us. Our land and building is already invested. So when we talk about 300, we are talking about an investment of 7,500 crores, sir. Of course, we don't have that kind of money. And as you know, at Anant Raj, we are very clear that we are not going to be taking on debt. But, you know, rent, this receivable securitization, or you may call it rent securitization also, is one aspect which we are seriously looking at. And these are, as you know, as of now, the clients we have are all blue chip clients, and banks are very comfortable discounting these rentals. So the company has already set the ball rolling, and that is how we plan to fund this as of now.
Okay. And, sir, regarding this recent announcement for affordable housing, relatively, what is our experience is that most of the companies operating in the affordable housing has been showing a negative cash flows. What kind of IRR you are expecting to generate, and what is the potential total cash flows you expect to generate in this? And you are so confident.
So Mr. Shinde, this is not a very big project we are doing. You know, this is about 2,000 houses. And as you know, we are one of the few companies in India, and especially in North India, who successfully completed low-cost housing in Neemrana, Rajasthan. That was a very successful project for the company. In fact, you know, it completely came out, the company actually never had to invest any money in it. All we did was pay for the land to the Rajasthan government authorities. We got the land, we made the houses, and everything was pre-sold. And it was a self-funded project. Again, in this case, the land has come to us from the government of Andhra Pradesh, and it is right next to the Tirupati airport. As you know, Tirupati has basically two good points about itself. A, Tirupati is an industrial town. B, Tirupati is also, you know, a pilgrimage town where people go to Lord Balaji. So these two aspects create a lot of demand in this area. And this land came to us from the government itself. In fact, the government saw the project which we had done in Neemrana. Representatives of the government came, they saw, and they virtually invited us to come and do the same thing there. So these projects are not very big. The total top line from this project is going to be about 340 crores. So it's not a very big project for the company. But as you know, it is a pilgrimage town, and you know, the company and the founder chairman were a very big disciple of Lord Balaji. And we thought that the government has invited us. So it was a very prestigious thing, and plus the company is going to make decent money out of it.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. I'll come back.
Just to answer your question, the margin will be at least 30%.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Best of luck for you. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rishit Shah from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Good evening, Mr. Shikha. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you?
Good, sir.
Yeah, so actually a couple of questions. First, regarding the Anantraj Center. So we are saying we have a developable area of 7 lakh square feet, which would be a mixed use. So if you can just give us a rough split about what would go into office and what would go into service apartments and hospitality.
So 20% would go into office. So that will be about 1.2 lakh square feet. But that will go into an office. That's going to be a commercial block. In fact, that is the one we've initially started. And the other two will be 50% service apartments and 50% hotel. For the hotel, we already have the existing operator. You know, fortunately, we have not closed down the hotel. We don't even plan to. So this hotel will actually become bigger, and the same person will be running it, but of course at a higher rental. And the service apartment is going to be the third block, which we'll be doing in the third phase. So first phase commercial, then expanding the hotel, and then the service apartments. 20% commercial, 40% hotel, and 40% service apartments.
Okay. So, and if you can just kind of help us with the expected rental, so 1.2 lakh square feet of the office space that we are developing. So what kind of rentals are expected for there?
Sir, office space, I guess we would sell. So, you know, as of now, we are focusing, we already have the RERA approval, all the approvals, like we just mentioned on the call. So office space we would sell, and this office space we feel that would comfortably give a cash flow of 250 crores plus to the company. In fact, that is how this is going to be a self-funding project. So 7 lakh square feet total construction is going to be outer limit 180 to 200 crores. So this 250 will fund the complete construction, and the rental income average one can take per square feet wise. The hotel, you know, these are, in fact, we should, for the commercial which we are selling, so we don't need to go per square feet wise, but anything between 90 to 100 rupees is the rental in that area, sir.
Wow, okay. And the hospitality part, so we already said we have an operator, so that operator we were dealing with
on a fixed guy. We've been dealing with this guy for, we've been dealing with this operator for almost, he's been running this hotel for the past 7 years very successfully. So the same guy is going to expand, and the rentals will go up, sir. As of now, the final rental figure has not been decided, but it will be, you know, even if we go pro rata wise, it will at least going to go 2.5 times.
Wow. Okay. Great. That's great to know.
Gotcha.
Okay. So second part was on actually the data center. So we said the 3 megawatt is operational, and we have been kind of booking revenue from the same. So if you can just let us know from when we have been booking and what kind of rental as well as operating costs we are incurring over there.
The rental is still the same, sir. Like the mighty rate goes, it's about 90 lakhs per megawatt per month. And the operational cost is close to about 15 lakhs per month per megawatt.
Okay, got it. And thirdly, last question on from my side on the margins.
Revenue just about 2 months back. So the revenue is close to about 2.5 months back. So the revenue is about close to 2 crore, 2 point some crores. But the good part is that the revenue has started to come in and it's going to grow from here, sir.
Correct. Perfect.
Right, sir.
And lastly, on the margin side, so we have been seeing an improving trajectory that could be mostly because, one, we are recognizing revenue from the data centers as well as secondly, we are selling plots. So basically a higher margin segment. So going forward with more of group housing coming in, how do you see the trajectory moving?
We feel that the margins with the group housing coming in will go up, sir, because it's very simple, sir. The land is already paid for, as you know, and the land is definitely more than 10 years, 8 to 10 years old. So that's already done. The construction cost outer limit for 1 million square foot will not be more than 500, sir. And the selling cost today is about 18,000 per square feet, and it's a 1 million square feet project, sir. So we feel that the margins from here, when the group housing comes, starts contributing, which is going to be from next year, it's going to be further improve, sir.
Great. That's all from me. Thank you so much for the answer.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Piyush Mehta from Caprise Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Mr. Sarin. Good evening. Am I audible?
Thank you, sir. Good evening.
First of all, congratulations for a very strong set of...
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So a few questions quickly. In terms of, so I was going to ask you about the revenue breakup of the different segments. So you mentioned that 2 crores came from data centers. So is it fair to assume that a typical 3 megawatt data center will give us close to what would be the annual yield on a 3 megawatt data center?
Sorry, sir, can you repeat that? Your voice got blurred in the end, please. Sorry.
What I was trying to ask is, on a typical 3 megawatt data center, what would be a typical annual realization?
Sir, like we just mentioned, 90 lakhs per megawatt per month, sir, and 15 is the cost which we incur. This is in terms of electricity, air conditioning, and all these variable costs. So 75 into 12 per megawatt into 3, sir. So once this megawatt runs for the full year, that is what we get, sir.
Understood. And in terms of, say, we are planning, so this 21 megawatts, which you said, you know, the funding is in place and largely internal. So again, the math will largely remain the same as we keep adding?
Definitely, sir. Math will absolutely be the same.
Okay.
We are doing a Tier 3, and Tier 3 is eligible for 90 lakhs per month. Of course, we are, as of now, it is costing us 15 lakhs, which we feel that we will be able to get down by another 15% in the long run. So maybe four or five months from now, we are trying to work on economizing our costs and all. So this 15 will maybe come down and the margins will increase.
Understood. And recently there were two articles in the newspaper. One was that investments in data centers, you know, to rise close to $10 billion over the next 3 years. And another was government planning close to 25,000 GPU clusters, which would again be close to 8 to 10,000 crores of investments. Now, considering we already associated with, you know, these government companies that we have as clients, how do you think this, in terms of, you know, going through 300 megawatts in 3-4 years, do you think that is optimistic or that is pretty realistic in your view?
So that is pretty realistic, sir. I tell you, sir, today, let me give you an overall picture. So today, data centers are, as of now, the whole country is sitting on a capacity of 640 megawatts. And this capacity, unfortunately, after the Honorable Parliament notifying the law, the data protection bill, data cannot go outside the country. It has to be stored within the country. Yeah. And as of now, they've allowed non-financial to go out, which eventually will also have to be housed in the country. So this, this demand, I'm sure we've also Googled it and we have some experts also have been writing us. This demand in the next 3 to 4 years is expected to comfortably go beyond 3,500 megawatts. So we
feel that I read that at present the industry capacity of DC stands at close to 1 gigawatt and over the next 5 years we should easily expect this to go towards 8 gigawatts. So that seems like a fair estimate.
Definitely. And sir, whatever demand you have here is into two, because there has to be a disaster recovery also. So demand going, and like, you know, we just mentioned on this call earlier, we are one fortunate company which is sitting on ready land and building. So we feel that, you know, with this, we have that edge. And of course, this edge is giving us two plus points. One is the cost plus point. We are able to do the same, you know, for other people, it might cost anything between 50 to 55 crores. We are doing the same thing in 25. That's number one. Number two, the biggest factor is the time element, sir. We save so much on time because our buildings are ready.
Okay.
So right now, we are going full swing and we are executing this. Of course, the company, as you know, is quite averse to debt, and the debt is only getting reduced. So we don't want to take on debt to complete this, but our finances are pretty well worked out. And as soon as we get the first 21 rolled out, then we are on our own, sir. Then the rent discounting, I mean the income discounting, is an automatic thing which will, you know, help us to get to 300 very fast.
So in this segment particularly, we are competing with the likes of NTT and other key guys. Who are the last three players here whom we are competing with? And of so course, as you said, we are left with the land bank.
Control S, we have SIFI, we have Control S. There is decent competition. But as of now, you know, everybody is good. Everybody is happy because there is so much demand coming in. So everybody has their handful.
So no one is trying to undercut or, you know, most?
No. So not as of now, there is no undercutting. It's a pretty healthy situation. Everybody is quite, you know, because whatever capacity is there is completely leased out. So there is no undercutting as of now. This undercutting might start, sir, which we are not sure, but it might start after 4-5 years. But, you know, shifting a data center as it is not a very easy job. So whoever gets in this first mover advantage is going to have this long-term advantage, sir.
But in terms of IRR, won't our IRR or payback period be far, far, far better than the likes of, say, CP control?
So God forbid if there is undercutting in future, we are still much better off. We have that capacity also to undercut. But we don't, for the next 3-4 years, we don't see that happening, sir.
So when we say the revenue would be 90 lakhs per megawatt per month, is it what the competition is charging, similar pricing?
Yes, sir. Competition also, more or less the same, sir. More or less the same.
But they do not have the benefit of the land, which will, of course, they will lease out and, you know.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And in terms of, over a 2-year period, in terms of the revenue contribution from different segments, say FY26, how do you see the company shape, and, you know, whether it is, the Ashok Estates or the Anand Raj Center? So how could the company look like? Because the group housing project is being launched this year, the revenue contribution starts next year.
We can't talk about future numbers like this, but I can tell you, we can assure you one thing, sir. If you go 2.5 years back, the revenue of the company in 2021 was 250. Then the company doubled it in 21-22, and then doubled it further in 22-23. Last year, we closed at 1,004. And this year, in the first two quarters, we've already comfortably crossed 650, right? 666 to be exact. So,
yes,
company, you know, this is a very valid question, sir, especially for a real estate company. Sir, in real estate, this is one very important thing. One has to keep your, top lines very well planned. So, when we were doing a synopsis of our quarters, as we pointed out that today with 63A alone, our main sector, we are today sitting on an inventory of close to 10,000.
Right.
We are for the next 4-5 years, we are pretty well planned, sir. And with our cash flows, we are now focusing on replacing our land bank. Of course, in 63A, we still see another 50 to 60 acres of further land which we can get. So we'll talk about it when we get there. But we are pretty much well planned for the next 4-5 years, sir.
Okay. The last issue always has been with the real estate companies, the profitability in terms of PAT might look very different to the cash flows. If you could tell me what is the operating cash flow growth YOY QOQ for this quarter?
Sir, our operating cash flow growths are pretty, as you know, if you see the last result also, it's only improving. And, you know, our operating profit today is to the tune of kitna? I'll just tell you.
So the OCF growth, YOY and QOQ, if you could tell me.
Sorry?
The OCF growth YOY and QOQ, please.
YOY.
Your voice will blur. Your engagement. Okay. Y2Y is 25.33.
Okay.
And earlier it was 19.35.
Okay. Got it.
As you know, sir, you know, we all know the scenario is going up, sir. In our business, what's good part? Prices go up, the selling price also goes up in terms of when we deliver a finished product. By when we make villas, when we make flats, and when we make floors, the effect of landing going up is also taken into that. So that's how our margins from 19 has jumped to 25.
And you think for the next 2-3 years we'll be at or higher than what we've already done based on the projection that we have?
This good, you know, this time we are seeing after a gap of 10 years. So this, we feel that in the next 2-3 years that this is going to go on. So it is going to be good for people like us, sir.
So the trend in real estate, you believe that will continue last for at least for the next 24 to 36 months?
Sir, definitely, sir. Definitely. This is, you know, come back. And, you know, the one good thing, PUC, now is that, you know, you see a lot of end-user demand. You know, with 10 years back when we used to have booms and all, of course, for 10 years, nobody talked about a boom, especially in our sector. But that time, you know, you see investors and all those things. But this time, this is real demand, sir, because almost 75% of our sale is now to end users.
Right.
So this really helps.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. That was my last question, and thank you so much for answering them patiently. And
thank
good
you,
luck for
you. Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
How are you?
Good, sir. Good. I just have a question on the real estate side of the business. I mean, except for the data center, that is, what is the booking or the pre-sales number that we are eyeing for this FY24? If you have got some internal estimates on.
Again, like, you know, future numbers we can't give, but if you see the 666, the company has already obtained in terms of top line, and the main contributor, like we pointed out, is the Ashok Estates. So followed by, you know, then Anant Raj Estates, then even the Navya Birla project is doing pretty well. So it's a combination of everything. As of now, sir, with the sense we are getting from the market, as we just mentioned, that the company is now getting all set in this quarter to launch the group housing project, which is about 250 flats. And as of now, we see very robust demand. You know, some of our competitors, without taking any names, but very specifically, a competitor of our in the same area launched about 350 flats and they got 3,700 checks, number of bookings for it. And they had to appoint one of the outside auditors to basically take out a lottery system. So as of now, the demand in this area is very robust, sir. And we see no problem in selling whatever we are launching. In fact, we are doing a group housing project this quarter, and then we have one already planned for the next one. So as of now, we don't see any problem with the demand at all, sir.
Right, but sir, the number you're quoting of 666, sir, that is a revenue that you're going to, they are actually recognized, right? But
for the recognized, sir. Sir, I can't give you, we can't give you future numbers, right? 666 is what we've already done in two quarters.
Right, right, I understand. Fair enough, sir.
We can, of course, discuss the scenario, and the scenario as of now is, you know, especially where we are, 63A, this is one segment which is seeing a lot of good demand. And, you know, our sector today, all the sector roads, all the new roads which had to come up, the infrastructure is all there. So we feel that, you know, today launching and execution, and fortunately, Anant Raj today has no negative baggage. Anant Raj Limited as their brand has no negative baggage. In fact, in the last few years, we've been able to establish this very well. And this is helping us, you know, grow in sales and all. So as of now, the 250 flats which we are talking about, of course, right now we have not launched it, but we talk in broker circles and all. In fact, broker circles feel that the day we launch in the next, and immediately 2 or 3 days, we should be able to sell everything.
Okay. Okay. I get it. I get it. overall scenario is quite positive.
Yes.
Okay. For achieving this 300 MW of data center in next 3-4 years, you can at least let us know, right, what is your internal estimate of what you would be achieving by the end of this year or 2025, 2026, that way. If you could just give us a ballpark number for that.
Because, like we just discussed, today, as of now, we are doing this in phases. So the first, what we have in hand is the 21 MW. So as of now, we are fully focused on the 21 MW. The 21 MW is a total investment of close to 450 crores, out of which we have already spent close to 200 from our internal accruals. And the balance is also what we have, which we know that from 63A and our ongoing projects, we will be able to generate enough to execute this comfortably. The moment we do this, then we have a regular rental stream. If we take out the expenses of 15 lakhs per month per megawatt, we still have 75 lakhs per megawatt per month coming to us. So this is going to give us a regular rental stream, and that rental stream is going to basically help us in executing, in fact, discounting this. So that time we'll be sitting on almost 180 or 190 odd crores of cash coming to the company every year from data centers. So we discount this, and we take this in phases and execute the balance to get to the 300 mark. The company will not take on any balance sheet debt, sir. No project debt, no balance sheet debt at all to execute this.
Right. And for this Manesar 50 MW, have we got the approval? I mean,
Yes. All approvals. Everything, sir. Yes.
Okay. It is a 50 MW project, right?
Manesar total will go to 50 MW. We have all the approvals required. They are all done. And now, as per our cash flows, as of now, we have full clarity on the 21 MW with our internal cash flows, and then we take it to 50.
Okay. Right. That was from my side, and all the best.
Thank you, Vinesh. Thank you very much. Same to you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Avinash Gorakshkar from Profitmart Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Amitji, congratulations on a very good set of numbers.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Just one small question, because most of the questions have been answered. I just wanted to know, now our net debt is 770 crores. Can we assume? Yeah, so basically, can we assume that, by FY25, we could get it down by another, say, 50 to 100 crores? Because, that is something the markets would be quite positive. If this debt comes down and growth continues, that is definitely going to be extremely positive for your earnings growth trajectory going ahead. So any at least color on this, even if you cannot comment on a number, Amitji.
Avinash, as you know, that the starting of 2.5 years back, like January 21, this was about 1650. Touch wood, by the grace of God, this is already 770. At this run rate, FY25, we should substantially get rid of debt, sir. As we can't talk about exact numbers, but substantially, not 100, sir, substantially down.
Okay. So basically, that means that there would be a lot of interest cost savings, because last year I was seeing, your interest outgo was about 30 crores. So that means incrementally, the company will have further cash flow for, obviously, expansion when it saves on the interest cost, right?
Really, sir. That's the whole plan, sir. And, like we just mentioned on the call, at all, we don't need all our projects today are completely funded with our internal accruals. All we need money is for the data center. And data center also, we will only discount the receivables, not take on any further debt, sir.
Okay. Okay, I think that's all, Amitji. All the best, and we do hope future also numbers should come in very strong. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Amresh Kumar from Geosphere Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, Amresh.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Tell us, please.
Congratulations, sir. Very strong set of numbers.
Thank you, Amresh.
So, 100 crores of cash generation you did this in the first half, 6 months, and you paid back like 68 crores of debt, correct?
So just Pankaj will just answer that. Pankaj will answer that. 100.
So, sir, you and CapEx was done by to the tune of only about 10 crores. In the first six months. Hello.
थोड़ी आपकी आवाज ब्लर्ड हो रही थी एक बार आप प्लीज कैन यू रिपीट द क्वेश्चन फॉर अस प्लीज
केपेक्स फॉर द फर्स्ट सिक्स मंथ वाज लेस देन 10 करोड़
या
सो आई मीन यू सेड दैट यू हैव स्पेंट ऑलमोस्ट 200 करोड़ ऑन द डेटा सेंटर सो यू आर नॉट स्पेंडिंग एनी मोर और व्हाट इज हैपनिंग देयर
इज अ 200 वी स्पेंट वी लाइक अभी तक वी स्पेंट सर वी बीन वर्किंग ऑन डेटा सेंटर फॉर द पास्ट 2 इयर्स सर So, abhi tak, this includes the strengthening of complete 21 megawatts and then, you know, further getting the equipment for the 3 megawatts. The strengthening for the complete 21 has already been done, sir. So, no more strengthening required, sir.
Okay. So, when will we see next round of CapEx in this investment?
Sorry, sir. Please come again. We are unable to get you again. Please.
Sorry. When will we see the next round of CapEx in data centers?
Sir, we are doing regularly the development process on data center and we are doing it for up to 21 megawatt. Total requirement for the development of data center 21 megawatt is 550 crore rupees. And we are incurring, at present we are doing on 6, 3 we have already completed and 3 we are in process. So in totality you will see for 6 it will be around 160 plus strengthening cost.
Sir, I'll tell you, we get your questions. Sorry. We'll just break it up into two things. Sir, this data center expenses in two ways. A, we have to strengthen the building. And B, we spend on the equipment and all. So, comprehensively, it is today the 21 megawatt is going to cost the company 25 to 26 crores per megawatt. The okay. strengthening work in the 200 which we have already spent, the strengthening work is already completed, sir. That's all done. Now the equipment is coming in. For 3, we have already received the equipment. It is today all installed and done. Now the balance 3, the equipment is coming in, which got delayed. Actually, the lead time of the equipment today has gone up. You know, suddenly the Honorable Parliament notified the Data Protection Bill and all. So the demand for the equipment actually within the country went up and the lead time increased. So that is what has caused this small delay. But now things are on track. In fact, we are looking at other sources also. So within this quarter, we will see the next 3 also up and running.
Got it. So I was just arriving at the point that at this rate, your debt should start decreasing even more rapidly going forward.
It is decreasing, sir. But at the same time, we are spending money on the data center as well. So, and this is all being done with internal accruals. The company is not taken on any debt for data center at all. It's all from our internal accrual. So, just have a look, sir. We have spent 200 from our internal accrual. So, this 770 figure, which actually, if you reduce 200 more, this would have actually gone down to 570, sir.
Got it.
But at the same time, you know, we have to keep a balance. So, you know, data center is one very important thing which the company started and, you know, we have this first mover advantage, number one. Then we have the cost advantage because our land and building is already ready. So we feel that, and of course, by the Honorable Parliament notifying the Data Protection Act is further increasing demand. And the country very soon is going to be, you know, self-sufficient in terms of data storage within the country. Till about few years back, sir, all the data of this, our country used to be stored outside, you know, which is a big, big negative for, you know, any country. I'm sure that, you know, the war when it happened between Russia and Ukraine, the first thing Russia, they lost all their data because all their data was outside the country. So, this is a good thing that our country realized and we made the law at the right time. So, going forward, we feel that this law along with the building which are already ready is really going to help the company. You know, get to the 300 mark as fast as possible.
Got it, sir. And sir, just one more thing. How much money is still left to be spent on this 21 megawatts? You said that you have spent close to 50 crores.
Another 300, sir. Close to about 300 more. Which we are
spending next 2 years.
No, sir. Within 24, sir.
Within 24. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes. We are sorted, sir. We are completely sorted. You will still see the debt go down, sir.
No, sir. We understand that you can do it all from your internal accruals. You're just trying to arrive at how much debt more debt can you reduce from here?
Yeah, yeah. Sir, as you know, this the new project which the company is all set to launch in this quarter is going to give a top line of almost 1,800 crores to the company, 1,800. The total outer limit of the cost to be incurred is going to be 500, sir. This is an outer limit. So the rest is all cash flows for the company, which will help us reduce the debt and our data center. Plus the cash flow from Ashok Estate, from Anant Raj Estate and from Birla is already on its way. That has already started accruing and coming to the company.
And sir, you said that the, within days of your launch, you can, you know, finish off your inventory. So when do you think that you will, you know, your launch, so next launch date will be there? And what is, what are the work, what is the work left to be done for that?
We had to get our RERA and all, so we can't give dates, but within this quarter, sir.
Within this quarter, got it.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Pawan from Renaissance Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hello, hello, Pawanji. How are you?
Very fine, sir. How are you?
Good, sir.
Sir, most of the questions have been answered. Just a couple of things. One, in terms of this realization of 90 lakhs per megawatt, generally, what is the tenure of this lease agreement and what is the escalation clause built into this agreement?
So this escalation clause is directly linked to the inflation index, which the company, which the country comes out from time to time, sir. And the duration of these contracts is anything between 10 to 15 years. As you know, this is fairly a brand new business for the whole country. So these things are now, you know, coming in place. But shifting a data center, sir, one thing, you know, we've been working on this for 4 years now and 2 years of actual on-ground execution and prior to that, 2 years of planning. One thing we can tell you for sure, sir, shifting a data center is not an easy task for anyone. So the tenure is definitely 10 to 15 years, maybe more in certain cases.
Great. So this is linked to like WTI. So you get an escalation every year then?
Sir, you get it every year or, you know, of course, if there is a, sir, not every year. I guess this is going to be every 3 years. But of course, if there is a drastic change in fuel prices or you think, you know, then it might affect that and you can maybe opt for it in between also. But I guess the increase in all should be planned for every 3 years. That's how it works for normal rental buildings also.
Okay, okay. And given that whatever 3-4 week delay we've seen so far, are we still committed to the 21 megawatt by the end of this financial year?
Sir, but definitely we are trying our best, but these leaks and all, so definitely in 24 we'll be done with it, maybe a quarter plus.
Okay, and how big will be phase 2?
Phase 2, sir, as soon as the 21 is done, then, you know, see, I'll tell you, the lead time is whether you order for 3 or whether you order for 10. Sir, lead time is more or less the same, maybe 10-15% plus or minus. So the moment we see the visibility of our cash flows, and, you know, we have all come out of a recession of after 10 years. So one is pretty conservative and, you know, one, you take a backup for the backup. So as soon as the 21 megawatts starts earning, then we can, you know, very aggressively go and get the balance. So the time taken will be much less because whether you order for 3 or whether you order for 10, time is more or less the same.
Okay. And, so, and one last thing, as you're trying to refill your land bank on the development side, are you also looking at refilling your land bank on the data center side?
Frankly, data center, we get to 300 and we don't see that refilling there is as of now required. Because after 21, 300 is pretty a decent number for which we already have the land bank. So we don't need to refill that at all right now. Maybe 2 years, 3 years down the line, but as of now, we are completely sorted in them. In fact, these assets today are worth at least 3,000, if not more, which are today fully committed for data centers in the company.
Right. Great, sir. All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Babaji. Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Darshil from Crown Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, Rashid, how are you?
Yeah, sir, thank you so much. Very well, sir. How are you? So thank you so much for taking my question. And so just want to give you props on fantastic commentary and your style and great results, sir. Most of my questions have been answered. So just two clarifications maybe. So we mean 21 megawatts by 2024, that means calendar year 24 or FY 24? That's just a small
question. Our intent was to do it in FY 24, but because of the lead time and all getting increased, so we are just, like we just mentioned, maybe a quarter more to achieve that, sir.
Yeah, on a conservative basis, the first half of FY25 will be false.
24, sir. Yes. Well, mid-24, we should be done with it, sir.
Yeah, okay. Perfect, perfect. Answer just another question, sir. In terms of the current inventory in our real estate development side, how much we would have sold out, how much would be left, and maybe in terms of percentage, how much are we launching right now?
Like we just mentioned, sir, today, after what all we have achieved, we are still sitting on a top line of close to 10,000 crores from 63A alone. Right, sir? For this, we already own the land. Other than this, the company just launched two projects, one in Delhi and one in Tirupati, which is not connected to directly connected to 63A, the star project of the company as of now. Other than that, the company today is sitting on almost 100 acres of land in Delhi. So this is going to be monetized later, sir. So, see, it will not be fair to put a percentage, because if you put a percentage, you know, because Delhi land is far more valuable, as you know, than anything else. So, but in terms of, if you see the roadmap for the next 10 years, we are pretty much sorted. Of course, we are still looking at new projects and whatever, like within 63A for us is a no-brainer. Whatever land we can add in 63A, we always do. Because we are now today almost 200 acres of this sector. So we can even afford to buy half an acre or one or two or three, whatever is connected to us, and then get permissions for it. So that way, we are still, like we just said, for the next 8 to 10 years, today we are sitting on very comfortable inventory. Of course, we will be adding on to this inventory as and when our cash flows permit that.
Yes, sir. No, I mean, sir, in terms of like our existing projects, we've sold out a lot of inventory. So in the existing projects, how much percentage, maybe, you know, if we've done 80%, we've sold out, or because the new launches, we're expecting it to become 100% sold out. So that way, I was just asking, okay, in existing, you know, our thing, how inventory, how much part we would have still left to be pushed out, or is it nearly completely sold already?
We'll go step by step, sir. Like Ashok Estates, we have sold 80% of Ashok Estates and collected almost 60 to 70% of the money which is due to us. The balance is yet to come. That's one. Sir, Anant Raj Estates is pretty huge. So within Anant Raj Estates, if you put a number, even if we include Birla, which we have sold to them, but of course we are a part of 50% owner of that project, so that money will come to us through that. So we are sitting on, in terms of that, Anant Raj Estate, we have sold close to about, say, 50%. We are still sitting on the balance 50% with us, which is going to be launched in different phases in the next 1 or 2 years. So this is how it is right now.
Perfect. So thank you so much, sir, and all the best. I'm looking forward to great.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand over the conference to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, everyone. We really appreciate your taking out the time and trying to understand the company even better. In future also, we are always open. One can even contact Go or the CFO's office for any queries. We will be more than happy to answer every question. Thank you very much for your interest in the company. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.